British American Tobacco South Africa announced in August that the illicit cigarette trade comprised 70% of the total market in South Africa in the past year. But according to a new study by the University of Cape Town's PhD candidate, Nicole Valios, this estimate is wrong. And the results of this study was published in an article, Econ 3x3, the online economic policy publication housed at the UCT Southern Africa Labor and Development Research Unit. Now, Nicole joins us this morning on the line. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us how this stat of 70% of the total market in South Africa for the last year being comprised of illegal trade is wrong.
So the estimate is wrong for two reasons. BAT hired a company called Ipsos to estimate illicit trade, and their results were published in April this year. The stat of 70% is actually for Gauteng, not for South Africa as a whole. The number for South Africa as a whole is actually 34%. The other reason that it is wrong is because the number is actually for the number of stores that sell illicit cigarettes, not for the total number of cigarettes consumed. So the reason that BAT exaggerates illicit trade is because they want to dissuade National Treasury from increasing excise taxes.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. There's been many criticisms of BAT's approach to illegal cigarette trade, many saying their only objective is to maximize their own profits and to monopolize the market.
Yes, so Ipsos uses a price threshold method to estimate illicit trade, and the total tax burden is around 23 rand, and that consists of the excise tax of 20 rand and the VAT is about 3 rand, so that's about 23 rand. So if BAT is losing market share to illicit cigarette manufacturers who are not paying this excise tax and VAT accounting for 23 rand, they're losing a lot of market share to these illicit manufacturers. So they want to get the stat out that illicit trade is a big issue. And we agree that illicit trade is a huge issue, but it's not as high as BAT says. So in our estimates, we get that illicit trade is around 54%, which is still a huge number.
Has BAT responded to your findings and your conclusions?
They haven't, no. I sent them an email initially when I was trying to figure out where the 70% came from. I didn't get any reply, and the publication that I submitted to 3x3, I haven't heard anything from BAT.
Well, what's the response been from the industry, if any, to your research?
I haven't heard any from BAT or from any other tobacco manufacturer. So I'm not sure why. It could be that they haven't seen it or they're just hoping that it'll go away. So I'm not sure. You know, the 70% statistic, in April this year, BAT announced that illicit trade was problematic in the Western Cape, in Gauteng, and in the Free State. And in that media release, they said that illicit trade was 70% in Gauteng. And then a few months later, when Gold Leaf Tobacco was announced to be under curatorship by SARS, then suddenly the 70% came out and it was born national. So it could be that BAT made a mistake, a genuine mistake where they misquoted their own numbers, or they thought, oh, this is a great time to make themselves, put themselves in a favorable light and to show that actually the problem is with the other manufacturers and SARS needs to do something about, which our research unit completely agrees with. But we think that illicit trade is a problem because of weak supply chain controls and not because excise taxes are too high.
All right, Nicole, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.